Welcome to B-Movie Breakdown, episode number 125.
What episode is this?
125. Put them together, 125.
That was yesterday.
Or if you put them together, you get 8.
This is Nick signing off for the MathCast. I'm done.
What's wrong with Math Movie Breakdown? Now we're going to find a movie about math.
Math.
We only watch movies that involve math.
B-Math Breakdown. The webcast side has to say the same, since I accurately say it so many times in this episode. Yeah, the M stands for math. Why have you been quiet on an audio podcast? They can't get the awkward, I guess they can't get the awkward silence. It's the best way to do it, I suppose. Why do I talk to you?
B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast.
Let's do that.
We find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present. Home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. I'm Corey. That's Nick. Each week's movie will be revealed on
the prior episodes,
so you too can join in on the madness. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or wherever else you get your podcast. You can reach us on that website or our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter, @bnbpodcast, Facebook, just search B-Movie Breakdown, or on Instagram. Follow us on there. It's @bnbpodcast, just like the rest of it. Yeah.
Synergy.
Before we get to the rest of the introduction here, do you have some plugs?
Scatterville.com.
Scats.
It's up. Scatville. I had it for a while. We got issues going.
Make sure you type in Scatterville and not Scatville.
No one would ever type it unless you didn't say it. Scatterville.com. Ongoing story about a robot, the origin of a robot, and the life he leads, and it goes to places you will see as you watch. Tuesday and Thursdays is when I do that. And Terrible Lizards on Bandcamp, still there if you want to check it out. Me and Malcolm, Andrew Malcolm von Utahraptor, got songs coming up. More songs in the works.
Nice.
But yeah, kind of neat if you want to fix a me. Tuesdays, you're at a comic strip. Wednesdays, listen to me and Corey on a podcast. Thursdays, you're at a comic strip again.
And then on the weekend, listen to some Terrible Lizards.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah.
You mean your life, I suppose.
Yeah, keep them around.
Yeah, it's good.
Why not? So this week on the podcast, we've been hyping
I was going to say, 125, that sounds familiar for a reason. Why is that? We've said it a few times.
We've been talking about it.
We normally don't mention episodes before the episode.
True. During our, well, we do it the
multiple episodes. I thought about it when I said it. Multiple episodes before, we usually don't do that.
So we've been talking about this during our Jason-a-thon, kind of hyping it up, episode 125, where we were watching Attack of the Killer Shrews, brought to you by White Lion Studios, now available on DVD at killershrewmovie.com.
What's that website again?
Killershrewmovie.com.
Nice.
I go through the whole rigmarole we've gone through before.
Rigmarole. That's a word.
That we've gone through before about what the movie's about. I mean, you can kind of get it from the title. Killer Shrews, they attack. It's a like parody of a movie called The Killer Shrews. It was a Mystery Science Theater and watched it before. And it's kind of a parody and a homage to that movie in a way. And it, I mean, it kind of says it all in the title. We really don't have to explain. But we go in depth during the podcast.
We do.
Of the podcast.
We discuss it.
So we don't really discuss necessarily what it's about because it's Killer Shrews. It's
not, but I mean, we go through
plot
points.
It'd be like a zombie movie. Like, what is it about? Zombies. But we go through plot points. So it's okay.
Oh, I didn't mention, I forgot. Oh, Cassandra. I didn't mention I liked her overacting. It was good.
Oh, yeah, I did like her over.
I didn't mention that earlier, which I, yeah, in the podcast, so I want to just mention it now. That was good stuff.
Oh, how do you know? This is the intro. How would you know this?
Because
are you a time traveler? Are you about to fucking kill you because you're a time traveler? Yeah, that's right. I kill time travelers.
And robots. No, Cyborg killed your family. Cyborg killed your mom.
Yeah, so.
And you killed me and made me a cyborg.
Yeah.
Because you're stupid and you say dumb things in this podcast.
Yeah.
You say real
and
dumb
I
things.
I kill time travelers.
I don't know how you do that.
What do you mean? When I find out somebody's a time traveler, I kill them.
Is this what you tell the courts when you just get picked up for murder?
Yeah.
He's a time traveler. I killed him.
And they're like, thank you.
Wow. Well, it is a new world we live in.
Yeah, and one of the new rules.
Day 6 is time travels. Because lots of time travelers are going to be coming to the past now to prevent what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you got to stop them.
I'm glad you're on that team.
When they show up too late.
Yeah.
They show up too late.
Well, clearly in the world we're living, the time travels, they haven't made it. Like they haven't.
No, we're living in an alternate 2017.
Yeah, when is this gonna get erased and we're just gonna have a different life?
Boop, and just wake up one day. Boop.
Well, you don't even know you woke up because you never lived that life.
Oh, that's right.
There's no way to know unless you were so close to the time vortex or part of the time change, you'd be spared from it.
I hate alternate timelines.
It's, hey man.
But you know what doesn't have an alternate timeline?
What?
Killer Shrews. It's right on track, baby. Right on track.
It's true. How about when, like,
a so human if being... you want to watch Killer Attack of the Killer Shrews,
a human being grabbed a nuclear weapon.
A human being does grab a nuclear weapon in this movie, and it was pretty awesome.
A nuclear weapon might have been spinning through the air by someone's hand.
We might have seen a hand.
That might have happened.
It might have just been a cone with a giant tube on it.
If that was not the proper construction, please let us know.
Yeah, if it's not. Well, wasn't there something we were going to ask them? One of them to clear up while we're watching the movie? But then we didn't...
Well, if we don't remember it now, it's pretty shitty to even mention it. Because I don't know what that was.
Anyways.
Oh, good.
You can watch the movie.
Good.
Like we said, get it on DVD. KillerShrewMovie.com. Check it out. Like their page on Facebook. Like our page on Facebook.
If you want to. And don't be needy, dude.
Yeah, don't be needy, you fucks. You fuckers at Killer Shrews. Don't be so needy.
I was talking about you, bitch.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't be so needy, me. Don't be so needy.
And I love that you think we're on this friendship we have. You just tell these rude jokes to them. That's great.
We're part of the family, huh? We're like this.
No one needs that gesture you just did with your finger on a hole you made with your hand. No one needs to know what that is.
Yeah, we're like a hot dog going into a donut. So, get ready. Attack of the Killer Shrews, episode 125.
It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst.
On B Movie Breakdown,
that's the podcast for him.
We watch B movies.
I think that's in the title.
Most of the time, we watch B movies.
We find an excuse to justify why everything we watch is considered a B movie.
Yeah, I mean, to some, it could be considered a B movie because of, you know, the how terrible it is or how campy it is, or
I feel. Campy plays a major factor into any of the movies we watch.
This is very true.
It also justifies how we can watch an entire major motion picture franchise like Jason.
Or being like it's almost like a combo of Cambi? That's a Cambi.
Cambi. It's a new genre.
It's only movies with Gumby in it.
Oh my god.
Campy. So it's Gambi.
Well, I don't like how you keep making me say I'm going to like leave the podcast and then I come back in like a week again every time. Because, like, I just... Cambi movies, well, I'm done. I'm cashing out.
You're cashing out on Cambi movies?
I'm done, I fold.
So, you know, it's a combination of, like, campy, terrible...
Yeah.
And, like, absurd.
Correct.
It usually has some sort of humor, whether it's intentional or unintentional.
Campy, terrible, absurd. It's the CTA scale.
Yeah.
Invented.
That's kind of what our podcast goes on.
Yes.
And this week's movie encompasses all three of those things.
That's a 100% factual statement.
Campy, terrible, and absurd.
Correct. The movie revels in it.
It does.
Which I strongly appreciate because it knows exactly what it is.
It definitely knows what it is.
And when you know what you are, you're presenting me with an honest production.
And speaking of honesty,
which is why I mentioned that,
because we are quite honest on this podcast about the movies we watch.
We are going to meet honesty with honesty, the good and the other stuff.
I feel like the people who made this movie, anybody involved in White Lion Studios,
correct,
would want us to be. They've listened to the podcast. They know how things go. They listen to us talk about Jason Goes to Hell.
Correct. They do.
That movie was awful.
Although if I was one of them listening right now, the fact that we are giving this preamble to our review would make me think certain things.
They shouldn't think certain things, though.
Okay.
Because, like, this movie, it hit the right, like we said, it hit the right points. It's campy, it was terrible, and it was absurd.
It was.
But it was terrible in some of the right ways,
yeah.
And terrible in just some terrible ways.
Some ways are just
questionable
terrible.
Things correct. As far as, like,
correct.
If we just want to get, like, you know, elephant out of the, elephant in the room.
Should we leave with the good stuff or the bad stuff? Because I don't want to, I don't want to, like, necessarily focus on these bad things.
No. There's only a few bad things because it knows what it is and we know what it is.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't critique it too much because of what it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to nag on the bad things, but they are getting mentioned.
They are going to get mentioned.
Yes.
And for me, one of them would have been some of the characters, the main characters. The side characters I fucking loved in this movie. I loved the side characters because they were campy and they were absurd.
Right.
And main characters.
I always feel, and this isn't just toward this one, but this is toward lots of movies. Sometimes it's like, it feels like the main characters have to be a little more grounded, a little more serious. But you see them most of the time, so it doesn't make them as entertaining as the crazies that pop their head in and are just nut jobs and maniacs.
And I feel in a movie like
this. Absurd human beings.
In a movie like this, that's this absurd and out of this world.
Correct.
The main characters don't need to be serious and grounded.
No, but like, I can see how perhaps the juxtaposition of being a little more under control with the crazy, how that can be a thing, but that's just what, I just want it all crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, I can have the serious too, if I cared about the characters.
Correct.
I just didn't, any of the characters I cared about.
You know what makes it rough, caring about the characters? When you're just talking in a basement for a very long time about subjects that are very hard for me to get invested in. But this comes after the part where this awesome science scene where the shrews are created. So, like, I got off to a great fucking start. That was fantastic.
It
was great. And the shrews looked like garbage, which I loved. I do.
I loved the way any of the shrews looked, because one was a dog for only, like a minute, which I thought was hilarious because it was like a dog with like a rug
poncho.
On it.
He had a poncho.
Like
on.
A poncho.
He had a poncho
on.
Yeah.
One of them was like a head on a stick with like a wig and like a rug.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah. And there's like a frame with like a mask stuck on it.
One of them looked awesome as fuck, and I never saw that one again.
Yeah. And then the other one was just a human scary wolf mask with an ape suit.
Yeah.
That walked on hind legs.
Yeah.
That was an evolution that was terrifying.
And then the hands on the other ones were like floppy pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, the opening scene, not the very opening with the scientists, because that was great.
But we also
opening scene in the basement with like the mass amount of dialogue. I mean, it's a scene where clearly you're supposed to get to know the characters.
Before we jump ahead to how bad it is, I want to talk about how cool the opening credits were with like the stop motion.
I fucking love the
that
opening
was the graphics were great. Yes. I loved that a lot. I did. It was good. It was well done.
I love the opening credits.
It was fun.
So hopefully the like. Anybody we contacted about this movie, or contacted us about this movie, Ken Cosentino, who's like the director, he played Officer Dewey, one of my favorite characters in the movie, actually, before I even realized it was him. Hopefully they haven't turned off the podcast because they thought we were just going to shit all over this. But we just want to get the little things out of the way, like we said.
Oh, no.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't want anybody to, like, shut it off.
I mean, I've told people to turn this podcast off many times.
This is true.
Just shut it off.
This is quite true.
What are you doing?
But yeah, that opening scene, the scene in the basement, and then the scene with Fiona Ray and Officer Blake, like, it was just like, I mean, it's a trope of movies like this, and we talk about it all the time.
And we do.
And they're paying homage to movies like this.
Right.
So it's like, you get like a pass.
I feel like...
But in like an homage, like, I almost don't even want that scene of like the boring like exposition of like, I need to get to know the characters. And like, I can get to know them along the journey without having these like, these long scenes of just like boringness.
Right.
That I almost don't even care about.
Well, because, and then when it comes down to it, like that scene with the professor and stuff, I mean, once they got the fucking basement, they were fine. But like
in the basement, it got good though, because like with like the professor getting killed, or not killed, but like when he first got bit.
That's the scientist. The professor's different.
Oh, I mean the scientist. Sorry.
The professor had the shotgun most of the time and stuck his fingers up her butt.
Yeah, but that was like
funny.
When he grabbed her butt.
I agree.
And when like There was, like, the farting bathroom scene, which is very Lloyd Kaufman-esque. Speaking of Lloyd Kaufman, he's in the movie. He introduces the movie in the beginning.
He sets a good tone.
So he does set the tone. So
if you didn't know, he was the creator of the Toxic Avenger.
He doesn't fail to mention it ever. So
no.
The farting, any farting stuff in this movie, like, instantly made me think, like, inspiration from Trauma.
Yep.
Because almost all that's Trauma
why
movies...
That's why I gave it a pass. That's why I let it be its thing.
I know you're not a fan of the farting.
Nope.
Absurdity.
But they got you eventually. But eventually you laughed.
They did get me.
Eventually you
the
laughed.
The farting stuff is like, it's like whatever.
You like farts though. Especially you're, like, a kind of, you're a fart head. You like farts.
I do like farts when they're tasteful.
I do like farts. Quote Corey Orsini on the internet.
I do like farts when they're tasteful in a movie.
When the world collapses.
But when they're like absurd and gross, it's like whatever. But I did like the one when
that'll exist on the internet.
The character Cassandra, she fell. And she farted.
And you laughed.
I'm still laughing.
And I made a face.
I'm still laughing.
I know.
And you did make a face.
I did. I'm still laughing.
Yes, beyond the basement scene and the opening scene with Fiona and Officer Blake, the movie, it just kind of goes absurd. And
I'm assuming it's
absurd.
I'm assuming it's a basement. If it was not, I don't know what room of the house it was.
Yeah, I don't know. The ceilings were quite low. I like the basement we're in. I think maybe these ceilings are slightly higher than the ones.
And there was a window well, so it was a basement.
Yeah.
So it was totally basement. Yeah. Why is there any doubt?
It's true. But yeah, once you get out of there...
But that's fine. Things can happen in a basement.
And the movie is a parody. So like we were saying, like it gets away...
Yeah, that's fine.
From things. But I'm down with that. Yeah, but like I said, even in parodies... Wait. The long dialogue scenes of just like gobbledygook nonsense... They're like, I don't even remember, like,
well,
it's
maybe
about, like, the professor's book. Like, I don't get, like...
And, like, maybe
by,
it was...
By the time the professor dies...
His book doesn't... Yeah, there's no...
Like...
Yeah. I mean,
warning, spoilers for Attack of the Killer Shrews.
We're reviewing it. There's gonna be spoilers.
We do spoilers all the time on this show, so there's no... It was more of a joke than anything.
Oh, you just told a joke?
Yeah. Ha, ha.
It's often... It's
ha, ha!
Typical Corey joke, I didn't laugh.
One of the things I laughed immensely about in this movie was this scene at a barber shop, which also a lot of product placement for wherever this movie was filmed.
I approve.
All of the local businesses will, I'm sure, got some sort of boost in maybe website hits or something after watching this. Oh, I totally approve. I think it's hilarious, especially the barbecue sauce constantly being on like every table, no matter what restaurant or wherever they were. But when they were in a barber shop, it's owned by this black guy. He owns the barbershop.
Yeah.
And then this old white man walks in, and the barbershop, this old barbershop owner, like, starts talking to him kind of as if he knows him, but maybe not slightly that well to be saying something like this.
What does he say?
But he tells him, sit your old ass down.
And that was great.
It was great. It was honestly one of my favorites.
That was an example of, like, side characters just being beautiful.
Yeah, and there were a lot of really good side characters in this movie.
Yeah.
The guy at the restaurant on the phone.
Yeah.
He was really absurd. The cook and the manager.
Absurd. Yeah, they had a good scene. A little silly time.
Some of the soldiers.
The soldiers were out of their mind. Now, was this, I'm going to ask, and I'll ask our associates at White Lion Studios. They were the National Guard? Or they like a local militia?
Yeah, like honestly,
because everybody looked tough as fuck, and Captain Jack Frost has an amazing eye patch, which I always any movie with an eye patch.
But he looked the shittiest out of all the soldiers.
He's tough, dude. His jacket, he had a legit military haircut.
He did,
and his jacket was ripped. He had been through. He's a soldier. He's been through a war.
Sure,
it's fine. I mean, at least he didn't have a sleeveless shirt. With, like, a stripper hat.
That guy. He probably booked the shit out of me. Why did he have the hat on?
If the dog tags and, like, tough shirt, and that was fine. The hat was just too silly.
It was.
But, I mean, silly is fine.
Silly is
fine. So, like, if that was the goal of, like, this guy looks fucking absurd, then I'm like, I approve, because that's what he was.
Yeah, he was very absurd. Just like everything else in this movie. It was just like nonstop absurdity.
It's true.
Some weird little plot holes here and there, like when they said
that
they.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like when they said they couldn't find the scientist's body, but then later on they mentioned how his body got flung from the car.
They were just telling stories.
They said his body disappeared.
Who was going to contradict that story? No one was. He just didn't tell a story. They didn't care his body went.
And Captain Jack Frost denying the existence of killer shrews, and then in the very next scene, explaining how terrifying they are,
They went across the city and saw him.
I told you this during the movie, and I'm bringing up your complaint.
I didn't complain about that.
Fuck you.
I didn't complain about that at all. That was you.
That was the one that came up with the excuse.
Oh, okay. Well, who's going to contradict that, huh?
The internet.
The internet is not full of... these are my facts. Are you trying to dispute my facts right now?
Yeah.
Wow, dude. That's offensive.
As far as like side characters go, what would be like... as far as main characters go, Officer Blake was fine.
Yeah, he did his job.
And Fiona, she's fine.
He's pretty carefree with that giant gun he had in his hand, just waving it around.
This is true.
It's not good gun safety.
It's not good gun safety.
Because when I watch movies about killer shrews... When I watch a movie about killer shrews, I'm worried about gun safety.
Yeah, but whoever played the character Lewis was a real stink bag.
Wow. What a shitty asshole. Playing a little joke. Is that how intimate we are? We can just tell little jokes?
Yeah, we can just tell little jokes about and call people stink bags.
No. We didn't call anyone a stink bag, Corey. One man called somebody a stink bag. And that was you. I hope in the comments there's an offensive message left toward Corey.
They can call me a stink bag. I don't care. No, they better what kind of insult is that anyways?
I don't know, Corey, the man who said it.
Well, no, it was a
butt joke?
Yeah, breakdown kinda. Quote. A collective quote.
I'm not part of that quote.
Of the we.
No, I'm not part of that.
Yeah, you said it during the one when we were watching the movie.
Oh, and here's more alternate facts over here. More fake news from Corey's mouth. Corey J. Trump over here. Alternate facts.
Speaking of alternate facts.
Corey Ann Conway over here. Speaking spewing shit out of his mouth.
Speaking of alternate facts.
Yeah.
Somebody posted on our page.
Well, that was a mistake.
Whoa, wow. Why is that a mistake?
Read it! What are you doing?
What do you mean?
You gonna read it? What did they post? You said they posted on our page.
Yeah, so somebody posted on our page, Rick Woodside.
Yeah.
Posted on our page, and he said, I think these two had the same fashion coordinator.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of Kellyanne Conway.
Correct. And her Captain America, like, supervillain costume.
And then Aunt Martha from Sleepaway Camp.
And Aunt Martha told the ultimate fake news, alternate fact, of saying this person was a girl. And it was not, it was a boy.
That's true. But yeah, that was a good little, glad you mentioned the alternate facts thing, because it made me think of that.
I saw that
post again today, and it made me laugh.
It's funny, because it's an absurd thing to wear ever. And one is a fictional character, one exists in real life, and got someone elected to the highest office of the land. Whatever. She's also the same person who's wearing a Supergirl costume, so normal things that happen.
Speaking of costumes.
Good job. Segue complete. Good job.
Speaking of costumes.
Yes.
There's one thing, and it's bothered me since we finished watching the movie.
I can't wait to tell you why you shouldn't be bothered by it. What is it?
Do you know?
No, that's why I don't know which part you're going to talk about.
So this character appeared twice in the movie.
Okay.
And it was a...
What, man?
I don't understand the joke.
I don't even know which part.
Like, if it was an
inside... Oh, no, now I do! Oh, my God.
Like, if it was an inside joke, sure. Or if it's just, like, we're gonna be really silly. Because, like, the movie's already silly enough, but, like, this had nothing to do with the movie. And, like, it's almost like it's a separate story going on that we just never get to see or know about. But there was, like, a guy with no shirt on with, like, a giant little girl's head.
It was filmed in the daytime, made to look like nighttime.
And then...
It was made to look like nighttime.
He got shot.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden was also back in the middle of the street and then got hit by a car.
But he was covered in blood, so he wasn't dead yet. Like, there was blood. Yeah, there was a little splatter of blood in his shoulder.
Oh, I didn't miss that.
But, like, they're in the basement. Like, what the fuck is that? And then we just see him dancing around, and then he gets shot.
I didn't understand that. Why did they shoot him?
That's an offense. You committed a crime.
Murdering the shrews is one thing. It's fine. You're protecting people. But why did an innocent person...
They're animals. They don't have human rights. But this was a human being silly. So if you're a silly human, you just have to get shot?
You can't be silly in this universe.
Welcome to this universe, America.
Welcome to the Attack of the Killer Shrews universe.
A lot of things happen in this universe. I just almost want to jump to it, but there's things to talk about. But, like, you know what you do when a town is infested with animals?
You call in a nuclear strike.
First off, you call the president on Channel 1 on the radio. That's how the president communicates to soldiers.
Communicates to soldiers directly over a walkie-talkie.
Channel 1. Like Air Force 1. Channel 1. Here's a president. He's going to launch a nuke.
He was concerned about the killer shrew epidemic.
Wipe him out. Which president did they contact?
So just like, well,
which? No, who was holding that office when they were radioed?
So I think the movie was filmed somewhere near Niagara Falls because the... that's where it says, like, the White Line Studios is located, by the way. We were trying to figure out where the movie was kind of filmed.
Niagara, USA? Canada?
New York.
Yeah, which would be USA, Corey.
USA all the way.
I know. Yep, so they call up some president. I don't know which one would just launch a nuke at their own cities, but don't know who that might be.
We might get some fallout of that soon.
Yeah. Real life.
Considering the distance we live to the city of Chicago, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, there's just a bomb going off in New York. Well, they averted it.
The nuke, too, I was going to ask you, we were talking about main character. What was your favorite side character in this movie? Because since we love the side characters so much.
Putting me on the spot.
I think I already know your answer.
What's my answer?
I'm waiting to hear it.
Because, like, maybe I forgot.
You forgot what your favorite character was?
It's possible, because I'm thinking of a lot of them. Oh, he was his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. He ruled. When we thought he was dead, I was so upset. Because I was like, well, that was a stupid decision. Why did he get killed? And then he woke up.
He was great.
He woke up and he was fine. And then, like, his ear had been attacked by a shrew, but then it healed. Which, that explains how he survived. Yeah, there was blood by his ear because a shrew attacked it. And then it was fine.
But he mentioned later on that his ear got bit off.
Yeah, but it was fine.
Yeah, I know. But, like, how come...
Because he had healing powers. That's why he didn't die from nuclear radiation after taking out a nuclear bomb.
Or just being blown into pieces. Just the radiation.
He was far enough away.
He was holding onto the bomb!
He threw it.
Yeah, throw it.
Batman faked out his death. Spoiler alert. To Batman versus Bane, because that's what that movie was called.
Batman versus Bane.
Yeah, because then later on he fought Superman.
This is true.
Batman versus Bane, Batman versus Superman.
Batman v. Bane.
Yeah, that's what happened.
One question I have.
Yeah.
So, like, the scientist...
How about that cop car, though, by the way? Shout out.
The cop car... All the vehicles were great.
Yeah.
The cop car, the truck...
The snowmobile.
The snowmobile that was disguised to be a boat.
Police boat that was just found randomly on the creek.
Yeah.
That was good.
The dirt bike and then the other Mustang with the flames on the side.
Yeah, what does everybody know? Where do all these flame cars come from?
There's so many flame truck, flame car.
Man, flame car was great. Flame truck is awesome.
Did you buy these from a junkyard or do you friends own these cars?
Oh, man, I hope friends own them.
I hope so, too.
Or I hope they were loaned. Anybody... that has access to these vehicles is great.
A question I have about the scientist.
Yes.
Is, so he got bit and then turned into like a shrew person.
Yes.
How come nobody else turned into a shrew person?
Because he was bit. Okay. What I was going to say doesn't hold up because the cousin was bitten by one. Because I was going to say the first generation shrew made it happen. But then again, he was bitten his ear back, so I don't know what's going on there. Super.
But then Cassandra was also bitten on the leg in the bathroom early on in the movie.
And she made it.
And she died.
Was he he was bit, but like, man, I don't remember. Now I want to look for more details. Was like the chemical
or stuff?
They
never explained like why he, like, that was his goal. Well, his goal was to like continue his grandfather's experiment.
That's fine.
Which was a whole absurd thing. And, like, I wish they could have just found that out by, like, some sort of, like, book or something.
No, but the Scottish character was cool, too. He was cool, though.
He's all right.
Oh, you didn't like him, huh?
I didn't like the Scottish
Corey's hate for foreigners came out in this film. That's unfortunate.
I like the scene where they introduced him because it was weird and creepy.
Yeah.
But,
He's at a mill, right?
The same place where the soldiers were hanging out. It was the same location.
No, it was different. That was the barracks.
It was the same.
It was different.
Okay, it was different. Well, yeah, the sawmill, I don't know what kind of sawmill that was. But yeah, that's where he was hanging out. So, it was quite interesting.
Yeah, Professor was cool.
I was kind of upset shotgun. About...
I did like that.
Fiona Ray's... What about the professor?
Oh, this professor with the shotgun is a good character. It's sad he died.
Oh, it was sad that he died. He went out fighting, though.
He did.
Remember, he's like, if you stay... if you go, I'll stay. Or if I stay, you'll go.
It was a good line of dialogue.
It was a good little funny little...
It was.
There were some good little one-liners throughout the movie.
There were.
Some good little quips here and there.
I do agree.
One thing I was going to mention, I didn't like how Fiona Ray got fired from her job, from her like movie she was going to be on, just because she was late because of a serious attack, something serious that was happening, and she was supposed to be this huge movie star.
She was so famous, they knew her in this like small town. But, like, she's just kicked off this latest movie, so, like, the studio was like, fuck this big-name actress.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, Brad Pitt is, like, he got, like, stranded in a town, and he couldn't make it to set the next day.
Yeah, I'll kick him off World War Z, it's done.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're fired.
Get out of here, scumbag.
Go find Bradley Cooper, replace him. I don't know why I picked Bradley Cooper.
I'm glad. Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper.
Sure, Brad.
Brad.
They only had to change half the name in the credits.
That's... Yeah, you picked two Brads. That's silly.
Well, it's Brad, one's Bradley.
I'm sure none of them ever go by either one of those names in their life, ever.
No, it's Brad Pitt.
I'm sure.
Bradley Cooper.
On his birth certificate.
No, his middle name is Lee. Bradley Cooper.
That's an interesting way to go about it. That's neat. Did you just look up that factoid just now on Wikipedia?
No, I just use alternate facts.
I can't believe we're never going to fact check anything ever again. This is what we say. It's how it goes. This is what it
means.
Why
would I need to fact check if Bradley Cooper's name is really Brad Lee? It's not Brad Lee.
Oh, well, you just want to live in a world where you just lie to people and they accept that it's true.
Making a joke. Everybody knows that's not really how it is.
Well, I wasn't being serious, but like, wow, geez. I don't think anyone cares that you just lie to them. That's fine. They don't come into this podcast for facts.
No. Well, I mean, they come to some facts.
Like what? Name a fact.
Our opinions on movies?
No, name a fact. This is facts. This is the fact down.
Face the facts when we explain what a movie's about. It's a fact. It's
don't,
what
you're
movie's
not,
about.
You're not Kurt Hawkins.
Face the facts.
Yeah, face the facts.
What's going on with him?
He got eliminated from the... He's just a jobber.
10-man rumble.
I feel like if you're going to have little vignettes and then debut, like you're just doomed. So I hope Emma never comes back. Wrestling talk over.
Over.
I just want to say something else about wrestling.
Who's winning the Royal Rumble?
Oh, we got a lot of top contenders.
It'll be on the podcast, our predictions, and then people can see if we were right or wrong.
Because people tune into this podcast for wrestling information.
No, but maybe somebody that listens to this podcast also enjoys wrestling.
All right, well, I'm pretty sure John Cena is going to beat AJ Styles.
No, I mean just the Rumble match.
No, but I'm already predicting WrestleMania. I just jumped ahead. Because the winner of the Rumble is going to go to main event WrestleMania. So it's going to be...
But you don't know what belt they're going to go after.
You go to the belt, the show you're on. You don't jump shows.
Well, if you're The Undertaker, you can just do whatever the fuck you want.
He's going to go for the title if John Cena wins.
If John Cena wins.
Yeah, which would be lame. Unless I get, like, total more bully John Cena.
I mean, I think we are. He is pretty much being an asshole.
I know.
Even on the Today Show, where he didn't need to be an asshole. I mean, he was being jokey, because the hosts were kind of just not doing... They're kind of being jerks.
Well, did they honestly, were they in on it? Did they not know about AJ Styles, the fucking world champion?
I think they just didn't really know too much about it, and then John thought it was funny.
But they just said some guy from Atlanta.
Because he kept being like, yeah, that guy, like, he thought it was funny.
No,
that
John was giving good, like, an eye, like, this is, like, you know, like, I'm being silly, guys, but, like...
But then, did you see the thing I sent you about how they talked about it the next day?
I couldn't do that yet, because I was busy.
No.
But I will.
Well... It's just,
I honestly can't predict this Rumble. I wish I can't keep thinking
about
this.
You can't think of one person that you just pick a name. Just pick somebody, and we'll see if you were right or wrong.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose. You're picking Dean Ambrose for the winner of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, because what better way to bring prestige to the Intercontinental Championship? And him and AJ, Dean is. That's how he lost it.
It's true.
AJ kicked him in the balls.
I'm gonna go opposite.
You go Seth Rollins.
No,
he got kicked out.
I'm not going to go Seth Rollins. I'm going to go to the man that beat Seth Rollins. Sami Zayn.
Because if you give me Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania, I am just going to... All right, top three favorite wrestling storylines right now. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, overarching plots, anything with the Shield guys. And honestly, like right now, I'm just going to go with like I'm going to just go and say, like, Miz and Daniel Bryan, because that's building to something fantastic still. Anyways, I'm done talking about wrestling.
But Daniel Bryan will never have another match.
He doesn't have to. It's by proxy, man. He's Vince McMahon.
He's been around
to
either.
Mrs. Stone Cold. I know, it's weird.
Because he's having a baby. He has baby things.
I know. That's fine. Anyways, back to real facts. Real facts on Attack of the Killer Shrews.
Real facts. Attack of the Killer Shrews.
Those shrews were rumbling pretty royally.
They were rumbling royally.
They were.
And I thought they were hilarious looking.
They were fun.
And the mask but like I was wearing is going to haunt my nightmares.
Like, that's some dark, sure. Donnie Dark, very
it
dark
like,
shit.
Yeah, it's, like,
it's scary.
Yeah.
It was scary.
It was very creepy looking. It was very cartoony.
And the giant hands it had. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Did it have those hands the whole time?
No. No. No, it did not. It did not.
That's fine.
I didn't enjoy the blood. Like, when anybody was it was hard to tell, I will say, but it goes with the territory. It was hard to tell when a shrew was just, like, molesting somebody, except when it was blatantly fucking somebody, because that was blatant. That one, the shrews were very attracted to that man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the glasses. They were nice glasses. So the shrews wanted to fuck him.
Yeah, but that, I forgot about that happening. I forgot that. He didn't get fucked because we didn't.
Well, it's always hard to tell what physical activity a shrew was doing to someone, kind of, sort of. Because they'd be like mauling you, but you'd get away okay.
He said, like, the shrew, he said, it's humping me. So he just said hump.
Yeah, that's fine. Dry hump is, like, a thing.
Yeah, so he was just getting humped by it. He wasn't getting, like, fucked.
Wow. Your inflection was not good.
Why? He wasn't, like, getting just, like, fucked hard.
Jeez.
By the fucking shrew dick.
That's too much, man. The shrew dick.
Why didn't we get to see a shrew dick in this movie?
Because
I have one big complaint for the makers of this movie.
Yes. Well, they're listening, so tell
them. Why did we not get to see a shrew dick? Like, that would have been the ultimate, like...
Yeah. The ultimate...
Like, if somebody got slapped...
You see, like, a little hand gesture.
Like, if somebody got slapped in the face with a shrew dick, they're gonna put a rug around, like, a dildo and, like, slap somebody in the face...
Well, I wish they would have had you in the fucking writing room with your fucking brainchild of an idea of slapping somebody with a carpet dick, a.k.a. shrew dick, against someone's face. Would it have made, like, the squeaky noise that they were using throughout the movie? Or would it have been, like, some wet, sloppy... You want a wet, sloppy shrew dick in somebody's face.
It'd be, like, wet, like, almost similar to, like, the fart noises... But, like,
you just want to make a fart noise.
Yeah, when it hits somebody in the face, yeah, the shrew dick farts.
Yeah, good. I was refraining from making the sound because I was I'm an adult.
Oh, we're adults.
Yeah.
We just watched a movie where a guy sat on a toilet and shit for like 5 minutes and talked during
and
a
you
scene.
Don't, you don't often, you get toilet scenes like that, but you often don't get him reaching for the toilet paper. Somehow that made it more gross.
That made it more gross for you?
To me.
I just like the attention to detail.
I just like the attention to detail.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I hope that gets put in, like, a future DVD release of this movie. I like the attention to detail. Corey, B-movie breakdown. Right across the front of the fucking box. I like the attention to detail.
They can take it. They can use the quote. They're allowed.
Yeah, they can take it. Like, that guy getting fucked by a shrew.
He did get, well, just humped.
Oh, just humped.
You need to make sure...
His pants were off. In the woods. That's fucking, man. That's my quote.
That's fucking, man.
No, his pants are off in the woods.
No, I
that's
like
fucking
that.
Man.
That's fucking, man.
That's fine. I said it, so that's fine.
Yeah. I can think of some other things you said.
More fodder for the fucking internet to have on things I've said just because I'm talking about movies.
Yeah.
I say things like that.
You can say anything you want now.
It's true.
Yeah.
I can just grab that movie by the shrew.
Maybe if they make a sequel, like Attack
this
of
movie,
the Killer Shrews 2, Electric Boogaloo.
This movie grabbed the cinema world by the shrew.
It did.
B-movie breakdown.
There's the quote right there.
Yeah.
But say it was from B-movie breakdown as a whole.
No, Nick. This is Nick.
No.
This is Nick's
no,
comment.
No, B-movie breakdown said it.
No.
As a collective.
Nick, B-movie breakdown.
B-movie breakdown said it.
Nick, B-movie breakdown. Scatterfield.com.
No, just B-movie
right
breakdown.
There.
Just
B-movie. B-movie. Podcast.com, scatterfield.com.
I don't even know the name of our own website. You fucker. You fucker.
BMBpodcast.com? What did I say?
Yeah, you said BMoviebreakdownpodcast.com.
Yeah,
that's way too long.
Whatever,
who
man.
Who has long podcast Who has long website names?
No. Or like B Movie Breakdown. Like why is it B&B Podcast? That's not the exact name of the podcast. Well,
you're an asshole.
You're an asshole, man.
Why?
Making fun of you. You're trying to take my quotes.
I'm not trying to take your quotes.
Say something about a shrew.
What does that mean to say something about a shrew?
Get on topic.
It was a shrewing good time.
Well, this is Nick signing off for bmbpodcast.com.
It was a shrew of a time.
Wow, man. I am shrew with you. How about when the camera zoomed in?
I'm going to go put my shrews on.
I'm going to go put my shrews on. Now you're thinking of words that aren't even sentences anyone says. Who? And when in your daily life do you just go to your wife, I'm going to go put my shoes on? So it's a clever play on words when I say I'm going to go put my shrews on. When is that ever said? That's not a thing humans say.
That's the quote that you can put on the box.
I'm going to go put my shrews on?
I'm going to go get my shrew on. What about that?
That's fine. Now I'm going to go put my shrews on. Because I picture you walking around with like fucking shrew slippers or something stupid. Because it's so dumb what you just said. But that's fine.
I'll be shrew.
What? What are you parroting with that sentence?
I'll be shrew.
Oh, good. Your Austrian accent, which everyone could tell very clearly on the podcast. That's real good. I guess some other movie quote you want to throw in there? Something stupid you want to say?
Good, bad. I'm the guy with the shrew.
Oh, wow. We're getting real stupid now. This is degenerating real fast.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go put my shrews on.
I'm going to go put my shrews on. Why would you ever say that?
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
You know, it's a cool parody on the phrase. I'm going to put my shoes on. I'm going to put my shrews on. Holy shit. Well, at least this movie affected you in a certain way.
It did. And we mentioned it in the intro. We'll mention it again right now. Attack of the Killer Shrews. You can find it available on DVD at www.killershrewmovie.com.
What was that website again?
Killershrewmovie.com.
Nice.
Maybe they'll have like a digital version up or something eventually. I think that would be, maybe they can do that for people.
Yeah, to just download, pay and download.
Pay and download or something like that, or rent it or something on YouTube. Or I don't know how that kind of shit works. Maybe it's not too easy to do.
Or they can go through our Amazon link and buy it.
Yeah, it's not available on Amazon. It's available at killershrewmovie.com.
I just want to talk about the Amazon link I don't have. I apologize that it was inaccurate information. I'm sorry I was spreading fake news.
Yeah, you're spreading fake fucking gore shit out of your mouth.
When you spread what? Gore shit? When you spread
horse
fake
shit.
When you said horse shit?
Mm-hmm.
I said gore shit, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, give me that gore shit.
Well, when you spread
it's like
I broke the first rule.
It's what people say when they want to like know like things about Al Gore.
Somebody said some climate change information. Yeah, give me that gore shit.
Give me that gore shit. I'm going to put my shrews on.
Oh, my God. I just want to say I broke the first rule of fake news because I apologize for the fake news. So
see?
I can't do that again.
You already fucked it. You fucked it all up.
Yeah, because I'm actually a human being with a soul. Debatable, but.
Wow. We all have souls.
We all have souls?
We all have souls.
Are they on the bottom of our shrews? Fuck you, man! Why would you ever say that joke? It's not even a joke!
So yeah, please go check out Attack of the Killer Shrews.
You fail at play it.
Brought to you by White Lion Studios. We thoroughly appreciate them reaching out to us.
Yeah,
and,
we do.
Letting us view their wonderful parody of a movie. It was a fun time. We had a good time laughing with it and at it. And,
I'm pretty sure it's a bundled package. It's a bundled experience.
Yeah, like we
all
said.
All the emotions are meant to be
had.
It has
the CTA.
CTA, man.
It has the CTA.
So I like that. That's a thing.
It's all good to go.
CTA, copyright, Nick, B-movie breakdown.
Copyright, suck it. So.
What? What? You just told me to suck it? We're done with wrestling talk.
I'm going to put my shrew in your ass.
Stop. You got to put your shrew in my ass? What is the shrew in this metaphor, in this little wordplay? What does it mean? Is it shoe?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I hope it was a shoe. Well,
so on the next episode of B-Movie Breakdown.
This transition makes no sense.
I was trying to get to
literally,
it before.
No segue makes any sense.
There's no
segue. There's no way to branch into there the next no movie segue. We're going to watch. And like, I almost wish there was a better transition, but there's not. Like, maybe we watch another animal. I guess we are going to watch another movie where an animal attacks my viewing eyes. Because the animal's name is Geertub.
So the next movie, like Nick just said, the animal...
Can I justify why we're doing this? Because we were watching Norm MacDonald clips.
We were watching Norm
MacDonald. The infamous Norm MacDonald
clip. We were watching an infamous Norm MacDonald interview from Conan O'Brien, where he amazingly riffed on the name of this movie well before it was even out. But we were going to watch Carrot Top. I'm pretty sure the only movie he was ever in. Right? I can't think of another movie.
Didn't he guest in some? I swear he guest starred in movies. He's got guest appearances. If only we had the internet to look up things that were not fake
news.
Well,
he might have popped up in a movie here and there. I don't know.
Go put your shrews on.
I'm going to go put my shrews on and walk right into the next episode of B-Movie Breakdown where we watch Chairman of the Board. It's in full on YouTube. You can watch it if you don't remember it. I'm sure most people do remember it.
If you don't remember it, why would anyone have watched it?
I watched it. I've seen this movie before.
Wow.
I rented this movie from a video store.
Well, my respect for you dropped like 8 notches.
Carrot Top was big. He was hilarious. I was a 12-year-old kid.
I was a little older than you, so
when this came out.
I had better judgment, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. You have such better judgment. Like, this is the man in a fucking T-Rex hoodie.
Facts. I am where it glows in the dark.
Yeah. Go back to watching Chairman of the Board.
I never watched it.
You're going to watch it now.
Because I'm like, that looks stupid. I'm not going to go rent that from a video store and pay money. Well, somebody...
Oh, I rented this movie. I think I rented this movie multiple times.
Wow, that explains a missing piece of history for you.
But I have not seen it in so long that I'm honestly...
Am I going to be sitting next to you as you quote it?
I watched the trailer for this
movie. You quote the whole fucking
movie? I watched
the
trailer for this movie,
yeah.
And it was hard to get through the fucking trailer.
But 12-year-old Corey admitted he went and rented it many times.
Not many, but like a couple.
More than one? That's many.
More than one.
More than two?
I don't know about more than two.
You're just like, I really gotta see that again.
So I remember watching it on cable, too. So.
You weren't doing drugs when you were 12, were you?
I was doing just so many drugs.
Dude, I gotta get the new Carrot Top movie.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking hilarious. Maybe I had a really big crush on Courtney Thorne Smith. I don't know.
I was hoping you were gonna say Carrot Top.
I have a big crush on Fred Stoller, who's in the movie.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so yeah, next week, Chairman of the Board, 1998, check it out. For B Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
I'm here.
He's here, and he's Nick, and he's a cyborg.
That's not even...
And come back next week for more of the best of the worst.
It's the best of the worst.